And now, if the rest of you will sit patiently for the next few minutes, I'd like to speak to just one man who happens to be among us tonight. I won't say anything to identify him except to himself. I'll simply call him Joe. Joe, you are in most respects just an ordinary man, same as I. Our aims are very much alike. We're both trying to do the best we can with what we have. Sometimes we like to sit and talk with one of our friends about our jobs, our plans, and our hopes. Tonight, Joe, I will talk about yours. You have not always felt sure you had the right answers to the questions arising in your mind, but rightly or wrongly, you have made from time to time many important decisions affecting the course of your life. One of them was to join our company. Nobody will ever know whether that was the best decision you could have made. Nobody will ever know whether your life would have been more successful if you had chosen another calling. But that is all behind you now. You are here. You have been in our company long enough, Joe, to learn about the personalities, purposes, and ethics of the men who are here ahead of you. You have found that you fit in well as a member of the organization. You are admired by many of your associates and respected by all. You have become a part owner of the company, and you hope to make a greater success in it than you could have made in any other business. When you came with us, you brought with you much of what you learned as a child at your mother's knee. The qualities you inherited from your parents and the ideals they instilled in your mind will always remain part of you. And that is fortunate, Joe, because your parents were fine, upright, intelligent people. In school and elsewhere, you met with experiences that also were to have lasting influence on your life. You developed maturity, well able to think for yourself. Not all at once, but gradually, from childhood to the present day, you adopted the principles of life that now guide you. You believe in those principles, and you follow them as closely as you can. One of them is to do the very best of your ability, whatever you undertake. As a result, Joe, you have made progress in your work with us. Otherwise, you would not be among the group sitting here tonight. You are, by nature, a man of inquiring mind, and you see much in your job and elsewhere in the company that should be improved, and you're impatient to have those defects corrected. You're far more interested in improving what is bad than in crowing about what is good. You are, in a word, constructively dissatisfied. These are sure indications that you are going to make a mark in the company. Because of your habit of thinking of betterments in your own work, your insight will become keener, and you'll be quick to observe what can be improved in other parts of the business that you look at. You'll be more than a routine caretaker of a limited job. You'll be an imaginative, aggressive man of action. Your mastery of your own job will attract the attention of your associates, and they will bring you some of their problems and ask your advice. It will broaden your outlook and test the soundness of your judgment when you are asked to think about problems not directly connected with your own work. Likewise, but without leaning too heavily on others, you will consult with them on some of your problems and will find better solutions than you could have found alone. In fact, you might not see the heart of a particular problem until you have talked to somebody else about it. Your daily work will never be a drudgery to you, Joe. Instead, it will be a pleasure, because you'll be working for a purpose, not just putting in so many hours to qualify for a paycheck. You will be known as a man who is willing to accept responsibilities and can be depended upon to do without supervision whatever needs to be done. You'll not have to be driven every step of the way, but will drive yourself. Because you do drive yourself, it will be less necessary for you to drive others. Your associates will try to emulate you, and they who are not themselves leaders will gladly follow you. The leaders among them also will give you their cooperation. They will often point out the ways that you seem dark and help you maintain your own leadership. You will be patient with the weaknesses and failings of others. If all men were as able and as stable as yourself, you probably would not have your present job. Workers in ranks will fail you at times, Joe. And men in bigger jobs also will, on occasion, be bitterly disappointing in their actions. You will learn more and more from experience that no two men are exactly alike. So you will try to make the most of the good points of each man and forget the bad, or at least assign him to work where his bad points will do minimum damage. Wouldn't it be a strange and uninteresting world if all men were perfect and alike in every way? Not only will you be tolerant, but you will give full weight to the opinions of men who differ with you. Nearly half the time, they will be right. Through your practice of being a good listener, you will receive some of your most valuable education. You will avoid bitterness and misunderstanding, and will broaden your outlook by trying to see the viewpoint of the other man through his eyes. You will try not to humiliate people. All men worth their salt have pride. You will let them feed their pride to their best advantage and to yours. You are, Joe, a trustworthy and sincere man. When this becomes generally known, whatever you say to people will carry tremendous weight, even though they might sometimes not agree with you. You won't try to fool people. You won't need to. You would be out of character if you tried. Now, I know you think some of these statements are like copybook stuff. Of course they are. But you, Joe, are one of the comparatively few men who actually follow the simple axioms of life and success that are well known to nearly all. You do not consider yourself smarter than other people. In fact, you are not. The difference is that you use your brains in an orderly, logical way, while most people use theirs cheaply for storage of jumbled information. You see clearly what you want to accomplish before you start to do it. And once started, you think through one step at a time, never losing sight of the main objective. Not everything you attempt will be successful, but you will try to visualize the end result before doing a lot of work on a useless project. On the other hand, some of the ideas originating in your imagination will work out better than you thought, because you'll get the valuable help of your associates in filling out the blind spots. You'll always be conscious of the fact that the sum total of your knowledge is not very great. But you will not try for that reason to become a walking, talking encyclopedia. You will try, Joe, to acquire a reasonable fund of general knowledge, but you won't spend much of your time learning about things you cannot use. A doctor of medicine does not need to be a lawyer, but he does need knowledge of chemistry. Both need a deep understanding of human nature. So do you. And you, as a businessman with aspirations to a more important place in our company, need knowledge of business principles beyond what you use daily in your present job. You have learned that a comprehensive understanding of the business world as a whole is necessary if you are to deal more effectively with problems either inside or outside the company. You realize that you should know more about merchandising, production, distribution, price and profit relationships corporation finance, investments, organization and administration, government controls, taxes, and the many other subjects with which a business institution must be concerned in dealing with employees, stockholders, customers, suppliers, and government. Some of these subjects are now almost a mystery to you, Joe. And so you're going to force yourself to learn more about them. You're not going to sit and wait to pick up crumbs of knowledge that come along by chance. You will seek out things a well-rounded executive needs to know. And through objectively selected reading and courses of study, outside business hours, you will prepare yourself for the position you would like to see yourself in someday. In the world of business, favorable opportunities are where you find them. The prizes go to men who are ready. New industries, new kinds of business are particularly promising to men who get into them early because there is a chance to share in their growth. You and I, Joe, are fortunate to be in what is really a new business, notwithstanding our company's half century of existence. Our retail business will be expanded to new areas, and our development of the wholesale field has hardly begun. The hundreds of millions of packages now sent by parcel post, where our service is not yet in operation, offer an enormous potential. The market for our service will not be saturated for years. Our prospects are as bright as day. All this means that great things are in store for you, Joe. Even so, there will be times when you will get deeply discouraged. You will have family and other personal problems that you cannot share with others. You will not always be free of financial worries. You'll find yourself blocked on some of your plans. You'll become physically and mentally tired. Adversities will detract from the effectiveness of your work. You'll feel that your progress is not fast enough. You'll want more money. And you won't see when or how you're going to get it. You'll see others advance to positions you thought should have been given to you. There will be times when you'll feel like quitting, and you'll say to yourself, I'm all done. No more of this for me. But Joe, you are made of stout stuff, and you'll snap out of your mental depression. When you try to figure out what you'd do if you left the company, you'll decide that you're in a pretty good business after all. Your negative thoughts will be superseded by positive action. You'll re-examine the questions that bother you and see new light. You'll find the compromise between the perfect situation that you hope for and the imperfect situation that really is. And soon you'll be surprised to see that the middle ground of little promise turned out even better than you had originally hoped. Things will work out favorably for you, Joe, because impulsiveness will give way to patience. You will have learned from experience that progress is not nearly always made one hard step at a time. And as part of your long-range program for the security of yourself and your family, you will acquire all the stock in the company that you can get. Our company stock may not be the best investment in the world, but if our business is as good a one as you and I believe it is, you will not find a better way to invest your money. As to your job, you'll see clearly that the price of progress is service, and that the more valuable you make your service to others, the more profitable it will be to you. You will reverse the common tendency of people to put dollars first in every move they make. You'll see that money comes after results, not before them. As time goes on, the soundness of that philosophy will prove itself to you. Without thinking much of dollars themselves, they will flow into your bank account and add the value of your stock holdings in greater numbers than you had expected. You will have enthusiastic confidence in your business, in the soundness of its plans, and in the opportunities ahead of it. Your personal ability and strength will seem strongly fortified by your admiration for and trust in your associates and management, whose interests will always parallel your own. And so, with a clear concept of what you intend to do and be, and with your feet squarely on the ground, you will continue the measures of self-discipline which distinguish you from other men who waste their lives drifting aimlessly from day to day without plan or purpose. That's about the story, Joe. I've not tried in this one little talk to outline completely what your course of action will be. I've hardly touched on the details. They will require far more attention on your part than the general principles that guide you, because the principles, once clearly defined, will remain fixed, while the details will vary with time and conditions. You will work out the details as you come to them in your own logical way. There will be no magic shortcuts. It will be a lifetime task. You have no time to be troubled with boredom, but will find zest and absorbing interest in a life that is worthwhile. Your future in the company will have ceased to be cause for doubt or worry. It will pretty much take care of itself. The kind of man you are, the effectiveness of your methods, and the excellence of your achievements will not escape the favorable attention of your associates. And when places of greater responsibility, difficulty, and importance are to be filled, they almost unanimously will look upon you as the man best qualified for the assignments. Nobody can today promise or foretell exactly what your position in the company will be at any future date. Nobody knows how many children or grandchildren you will have 5, 10, or 20 years from now. But having gone through the years as predicted in the last few minutes, it is as certain as things of the future can be that you and your family will share in the generous rewards of a successful business career. Good luck to you, Joe, and good night.